Many Floridians might never stand before a judge inside a courtroom, but judges' decisions affect everyone, whether they're ruling about the shape of our congressional districts, or whether companies are allowed to tax us, or if our local laws violate the state constitution. When judges make those decisions, the Constitution says, they can only consider the facts of the case and the law. But Deirdre McNabb, president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, says one bill threatens to make judges more beholden to the whims of politics.
For the third straight year, a bill has been introduced which seeks to further expand political control and influence over what is supposed to be a nonpartisan merit system.
When there's an opening for an appeals court judge or when a trial judge leaves midterm, judicial nominating committees select up to 6 judges for the governor to choose from. The members of the nominating committees are also appointed by the governor, and he can remove them if they break the rules. But House Bill 7033 would take the governor's power a step further. It would allow him to remove judicial nominators anytime for any reason. Lawyer Todd Copeland, a member of the Judicial Nominating Committee for the Fifth Circuit, says that could disrupt the process.
For me, it's not a political thing. History has shown that both parties will have an opportunity to have the governor's mansion in the executive branch at some point in time. But I don't think either party should be allowed to disturb the process, which is the election of fair and independent judges.
That was Copeland testifying before the House Civil Justice Subcommittee last month. All public speakers who testified were also against the bill. They included representatives from the Florida Bar and the American Board of Trial Advocates. They all said it was an encroachment by one branch of government into another that's supposed to be equally powerful. But bill's sponsor, Charlie Stone, a Republican from Ocala, says letting the nominating committees serve at the whim of the governor brings accountability to the process. He says that's because the governor is an elected official. One of Stone's Republican colleagues, Kathleen Pasadomo, says she does not think politics will affect judicial selection, even if the governor is allowed to kick people off nominating committees at any time.
No matter who the governor is, whether the governor is a Democrat or Republican, we have such dedicated people in our state who are on these committees, and I am confident that they will select names that will go to the governor that are the brightest minds of our state.
But Democratic Representative Jim Waldman from Coconut Creek disagrees.
And anybody who doesn't think that this is a political issue, you shouldn't be surprised, or I guess you'll be surprised, that the vote pretty much is going to be party line right here at this committee. And that doesn't make sense. I mean, it just makes no sense. We're a bunch of lawyers here.
Waldman's prediction came true with a party line 8-4 vote passing the bill out of committee. It's now in the House Judiciary Committee, but no Senate companion has been filed. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.